The Pulse nightclub shooting was also a shock for members of the Lebanon-based indie rock band Mashulela. We told you about them a few weeks ago. They're probably the highest-profile gay-friendly band in the Middle East. And they recently had a concert at a historic site in Jordan canceled, then suddenly rescheduled by authorities there. A lot of Mashulela songs explore topics that are taboo in the Mideast. Right now, the band, whose lead singer is openly gay, happens to be on a major U.S. tour. And on Monday, at a sold-out concert in Washington, D.C., band members spoke to the audience about the shooting in Orlando. Here's how guitarist and keyboardist Firas Abu Fakhr remembers it.
We spoke very earnestly about the difficulty. I mean, for us as a band that has fought and struggled really hard for the things we believe in our music and in our lyrics, and so being confronted with a situation like what happened in Orlando, being from the Arab world and being a very LGBTQ-friendly band, we were kind of on both ends of the spectrum. You know, in the Arab world, we were heavily stigmatized for our political views and for our social and sexual views. And over here, there were suddenly talks about, you know, stigmatizing the Muslim community, the Arab community, all these kinds of social political tensions. And then, you know, we found ourselves in a state where, you know, we're not allowed to belong to either. And we spoke about the, as well, of course, about the bravery of the people who came to the show. I mean, security concerns are very high, especially around kind of large congregations of people, concerts, things like this, the kind of events that have been happening around singers, and having a sold-out show in such circumstances meant so much to us.
Have you ever been concerned that what happened at Pulse last weekend might happen at one of your concerts?
I mean, I'm not going to lie, we've had these kinds of moments of paranoia. Mind you, not just while being in the U.S. I mean, what happened after last year's Paris attacks touched a very, very dear place to us, mainly because we know that venue very well and we were set to play there.
Bataclan.
And so, yeah,
yeah.
Bataclan, exactly. And so we have these moments of fear of, you know, not knowing what to expect in these situations. But like I said, you know, going and playing the show and having people come to the show is the most powerful act of resistance we still have.
Well, just by way of illustration, let's hear one song by Mashulela. This is called Shim El Yasmin. It describes a lead singer Sino's desire to introduce his male lover to his parents.
You know, Shim El Yasmin was probably one of the first songs we started performing. I mean, Hamad wrote lyrics very early on in the life of the band. There's a huge poetic quality to that song in terms of, you know, in the Arabic language, things are necessarily male or female. There's a very thin line for ambiguity, you know, in the English language. You can refer to something and not decide its gender if you want. In the Arabic language, that's impossible. And so, yeah, that was a song about, you know, finding where that line of, you know, ambiguity is in lyrics, in words, in song, and figuring out how we can play with it.
Right.
As well as kind of completely inverting the stereotypes of relationships in the Middle East. You know, in the Middle East, there's this very typical machismo, this thread of thinking, which is, you know, the male, the alpha male, the provider, brings food to the table. The woman is a housewife, she's cooking, she's cleaning. And so in this song, that's completely inverted, and Hamad is basically saying he wants to be this housewife, this person who's a caregiver. This is a privilege for him.
And this song, Lil Watan, skewers political apathy in the Middle East. Let's hear that. What specifically are you talking about?
It was a strong commentary on the state of corruption and of this kind of social paranoia that happens in the Middle East and Lebanon specifically, where suddenly you are a traitor for speaking out against injustices or, you know, social inequalities that your government possesses. And we try to style it in the form of a national anthem in a way. In our national anthem, we already you hear this kind of call to arms in a way. It's this, you know, you're trying to bring people together under a false pretense, which doesn't exist anymore in Lebanon. So that was our commentary. And we talk about these kind of things regularly. You know, we talk about social problems, we talk about gender inequalities, we talk about even specific stories, you know, people around us, close to us, who have a story that has affected us in a very profound way.
Interestingly, you're scheduled to perform in Los Angeles at a free outdoor concert downtown on June 17th. I've heard reports that the Los Angeles police are concerned and that there have even been calls for the show to be canceled. Is that correct?
I can attest to the fact that we personally have asked for more security, more safety.
Right, but as of right now, the show is on.
As of right
June
now,
17th.
It's not canceled. No, not at all.
Well, the best of luck. Firas Aboufakhr plays guitar and keys with the Lebanese band Mashru Layla. Firas, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. والجهلانين ملتحين بوراق التين ومقمحين وحواجبهم مرفوعين كتبوا حدود البلد وجسدي وجسدك